This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was up in Aspen, Colorado earlier this week, a Fortune magazine conference up there, sitting in the hotel lobby, minding my own business, when up comes a woman rolling a suitcase.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I'm Kai. Nice
Hi,
to see
how
you. How
are
you doing?
Jen Rubio is the co-founder and chief brand officer of a luggage company called Away.
Please, come on in to my lobby, as it were.
Of course. Thank you.
You get to sit over there. Oh, is this the suit? This is the suitcase.
Away makes suitcases for people walking through places like this one.
Well, actually, I walked in and the first person I saw had an Away bag.
Oh,
he's
cut
still
it
over
out.
There.
Come on.
Maybe we should go talk to him and
yeah,
ask
right?
him.
We'll get them later.
Rubio knows how to sell. She was an early hire at the direct-to-consumer eyewear company Warby Parker. She co-founded Away with another Warby Parker alum in 2015, and now they are running a startup worth $1.5 billion.
Well, let's climb right in here.
Let's do it.
So here we sit in the lobby of the fabulous St. Regis in Aspen. As you see people walking up to that reception desk with their suitcases, what was it that you wanted to change about that?
You know what? There's so many things wrong with travel, and we started with the one thing that everybody brings on their trip, which is luggage. And if you think about kind of the landscape before Away, I could tell you 100 people who traveled every week, every other week, and didn't know the bag that they were bringing with them. And as a brand person, that tells me something's really wrong, right? It's this industry where you can either get something that's cheap or affordable, but you know it's not going to last that long.
Right. That's me. That's where I go,
yeah,
to be honest. Right?
Exactly. And then, you know, you're not that bummed after it breaks for
a couple trips.
But on the other end of the spectrum, you're getting something really high-end. You're paying a ton of money for it, probably more than your flight cost.
Yep.
And you're not really sure why.
Back up to you being a brand person.
Yeah.
How do you get people to think of luggage as a brand instead of this stupid thing that goes in the overhead rack and gets bounced around on the conveyor belts?
Yeah, well, you know what? I always say the difference between a good product and a brand is emotion. So to me, your brand is not what you put out there. It's not what's on your website or your Instagram, even though ours are very good. so I'm just going to say
well,
that.
Speaking of Instagram,
yeah.
Away ads show up my Instagram all the freaking time.
Yep.
I have not clicked on one ever. I like, you know, foreign and travel-related posts on Instagram. You guys are keying into me, I guess. You're all over the place.
Yeah, we are very good at that. But it's less about what we're saying and what we're putting out there and more about storytelling and how we fit into people's lifestyles. Every single luggage brand before Away talked about zippers. They talked about wheels. They talked about ballistic nylon.
Yep.
What is that anyway?
Remember those days?
I think now we're in this era of people. I'm not going to say the M word. Millennials.
Oh, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
But people who travel, who love to talk about it, and this is a big part of that.
You launch this company, you discover that you're not going to make, what was it, Christmas season in 2015, right? You had some delivery problems with the product. You did something else. Tell me what you did and why.
Well, we were a little ambitious.
You have to be.
Yeah. The idea came from Away in January of 2015 when I was on a trip and my luggage broke. By summer of 2015, we had raised a $2 million seed round. We were deep into product development, and we were ambitious.
Six months, you had $2 million.
Yeah, we were ambitious and said, hey, let's launch before the holidays. So we set up these big plans to do that, and September, October rolls around and realized, hey, we're not actually going to have these bags. So we did what any two sane people would do and said, let's write a book instead. And inside the book will be a gift card for the suitcase that people can get when it's ready in February. So we wrote a travel book, this like beautiful little coffee table book. We made thousands and thousands of these books.
It's a gutsy move.
Yeah,
right?
And we launched before the holiday, and people loved it. And I think, you know, it wasn't so much about the book. You know, it wasn't a New York Times bestseller or anything.
Yeah, that's not the point.
But it was people got the book, and they realized, hey, this is a brand that exists to talk about travel in a way that no one else is talking about it right now. And I think when we think about our marketing and our content and the way we talk to our customers, that's how we want to connect with our community.
It's so interesting to hear you, the brand officer for a luggage company, talking about content.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We had content before we had a product.
Yeah.
When I say we make luggage, I say that in the way that Nike just made a running shoe. back in the day, or that Lululemon just made a yoga pant. But what they really made is this brand that's cultivated a community of like very, very loyal advocates, people who will talk about your brand and your product and really be the fuel for the growth. So when we think about what we're going to do over the next few years, what we're really, really focused on is how do we create a community of travelers who basically tell us what they want, and then we feed it back out to the community. And I think that's going to be our next 10 years.
How much do you travel? You must travel all the time.
I'm on a plane at least once a week.
Are you?
Yeah, I had to keep track last year for tax purposes. And I was on 172 flights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All in a carry-on.
Jen, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get you out of here. You can go enjoy the conference or whatever you're going to do.
Thank you.